Jesus has some harsh words in today's reading from Luke, and those words are nestled in between other hard words. I'm not talking about that line about numbering the hairs on your head. There are other hard words. Before and after today's parable, Jesus is talking to a crowd that Luke numbers in the thousands. His message seems appropriate for 21st century America. He is trying to convince the crowd not to spend so much of their energy looking to the concerns about their own lives. Before today's parable, Jesus says, "Do not fear those who can kill the body. You are of more value than many sparrows. Do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves." And after, he says, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear, for life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." He points to ravens, who he says do no farming, yet they're able to find food, and to lilies, who do not harvest or sow, and yet are clothed beautifully. "Do not be afraid," he appeals again, and then there are those piercing words, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And in the middle is today's passage, where in response to a question about splitting of inheritance, Jesus tells a parable that strikes a little too close to home. A farmer has a great harvest. It's more than he has room to store. Presumably, the storage that he has been sufficient in years past. It's safe to assume that it's enough to store the food that he normally has between harvests. So, when he has an abundant harvest and has no room to store it all, he does what might be considered wise. He pulls down the insufficiently sized barns and builds back bigger. He muses to himself that when he fills these barns, he will be able to retire and spend his days relaxing, eating, drinking, and being merry. But there's a twist. All the care he has taken to build new storehouses does not prevent him from losing his life. He dies before he can get to the eating, the drinking, and the merrymaking. And just in case we need it, this parable ends with a rare word of interpretation from Jesus. He says, "So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." These are harsh words for a people who are taught from childhood to save, to plan, to be prepared, to take care of your family, to take out life insurance, open a retirement account, achieve the American dream. Do all of this so that one day you can relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Jesus says, "So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." When we hold this parable and the tension between what comes before and what comes after, its message becomes even clearer. To these words about riches are added Jesus' warnings about a hyper-focus on the self and how that keeps one from focusing on God. And how, if we want an account of where our heart is, we need only follow the map of our treasure. The alternative to focus on the self and storing up treasures is to look to God and to look beyond ourselves. We have some help in today's psalm. There we find people who have known hunger and thirst. Only their hunger and thirst is not due to others' hoarding of riches. Theirs is from wandering in desert wastes. Yet there is something to learn from the silence of the psalm. It tells us that the Lord delivered them from their distress by leading them to an inhabited town. It's unspoken, but we are to assume that the people find relief in that inhabited town, which is to say there they found people who showed them mercy, people who made room for them and fed them and gave them something to drink. And the psalmist sings, "For the Lord satisfies the thirsty, and the hungry the Lord fills with good things." Dear children of God, all around us are people who are hungry and people who are thirsty. And all around us are invitations to increase, to consume, to possess, to build bigger barns. Let those who are wise pay attention to these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Amen.